Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff you can do there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out our blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, so check that out. And that's a 14-year-old website, folks. 14 years old last month, and our radio show is 14 years old as of next week. And that's our broadcast. And then our simulcast on the internet been going on since January of 98. So January, we got our 14th anniversary of that. And somebody who's been with us a lot of those years is our good friend Pam Bilbrey. She is the co-author, along with Brian Jones, of the very important book, Ordinary Greatness. And that's what we're talking about, folks. We're talking about having your ordinary small business becoming great by not getting caught up in some of the challenging times that we're having right now. Pam, thank you for helping us with that. You want to give us your website, too, please?
Yes, it's www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
And check it out, folks. Pam, one of the things that even the people who are doing fine, even who's the 25 or so percent of our audience, which that's almost always reports that they're still doing, they're doing fine, their business is okay. Even those people are not immune to how the marketplace is changing, how society's changing, demographics are changing, politics are changing, global issues are facing every business, large and small. These are all things everybody's having to deal with. Do you think the people who, the top 25% who are doing okay, you know, they're not lucky, are they? They figured out what you're talking about, haven't they?
I think they absolutely have figured out they have to use new ways to approach existing challenges and be prepared for those challenges ahead. And one of the big areas that they're working on, Jim, is really finding ways to create a really strong tie with their workforce base, their employees, and really creating this sense of teamwork and ownership so that employees feel very much a part of the business.
Well, and that's exactly right, and that they have a stake in things. And also, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea for business owners, whenever there are tough times, to go to their employees and just be honest with them about what's going on. I don't know if I've told you this or not, but in December of 08, I could tell my employees were getting a little jumpy about how things were going back then, if you remember. And I just set them down and I said, guys, I don't know what's going to happen, and I can't promise you what's going to happen with our business, but all I can tell you is this will be my 7th recession in recovery to work through, and I made it through all the others. So if that means anything to you, I hope it does.
Well, you know, that's leading right into the third tip that I wanted to share this morning, and that is we have a tendency to really hunker down with our communications in challenging times. And we communicate only those positive aspects of what's going on in our business to employees. And I think we do it for a good reason. We have a good heart. We're thinking we're protecting our employees. We're reducing their stress. But it has almost the opposite impact because it really undermines the workforce. Because guess what? They know.
They're not dummies. Time.
Right. And if we pretend, you know, it's all flowers and champagne, then we really have an opportunity to lose the trust of our workforce. But if we can do exactly what you said, Jim, sit down and talk, this is the situation, remind people that we've had tough times before and we've come out on the good end and we can do it again. Mm-hmm. And here's what we can do together. So your story is exactly what I would recommend for business.
Well, I will tell you,
there.
I will tell you that when I said that to these people, and these are all young people, when I said that to them, I could tell that it meant something. It was valuable to them to hear me say that. And that I was honest. I didn't have all the answers. I wasn't promised them anything. All I could tell them about was what I had done in the past, and that's what I was going to try to do in the future. And in terms of survival. So let's talk about this communication thing. What do you recommend? You recommend team meetings? You recommend email? A letter? What do you think?
Well, it's always best if you have the opportunity to do person-to-person communication. That's what really connects with people more than anything,
right,
is, you know, looking folks in the eye, shaking their hands.
Management by walking, MBWA, management by walking around.
You know, that's one of those things that never has gone away.
Fundamental.
It's being available to people, being out there, approachable, being in the moment and understanding what our employees are dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Ask them what's going on in their job. Look
uh-huh.
them in the eye and listen.
Uh-huh. Well, listen is this incredible, incredible thing that none of us can ever forget in relationships, whether they're personal or professional relationships. I was just reading a quote the other day that says something to the effect that listening is probably the number one way to show respect and love for another individual.
And you know, Pam, I'm a talk show host. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Hey, Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
It's www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
Check it out. Pam Bilbrey, Bilbrey. Hey, Pam, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to, Jim.
We're looking forward to it already. Thanks, Pam, for being here. Good job today. Pam Bilbrey, ladies and gentlemen, great job today helping us understand how to deal with what's coming at us in the future. We'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.